Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It lives.
What the fuck?
Sit your ass down, Lars.
Get no fucking privacy out of here.
What's there to say? We're out of beer, pal.
Bob used to be a woman.
Yes, we sell out.
Proper roach smoking technique.
I was gonna fill it up with my own urine.
Mr. James Hatfield.
I don't know, there's all kinds of shit.
Shower filled with women.
Can a song go higher than number one?
Told you to not fuck around!
Cliff, fuck you!
My 3-year-old son could do that, I don't even have a son!
Hey man, you better wash that mic off.
Above the heaviest number known to mankind is...
There's 50 fucking percent chicks out in the house.
Is that joking? No. Is he joking? No, it's serious.
Here we go!
Alright!
Hey everybody, this is Peter Milivojevich. I'm the creator of the Carl Ken Lawrence guitar. And you're listening to End Podcast for All.
Welcome back to Podcast for All. I'm Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow.
Jeff, remember a couple weeks ago when you had a car accident?
Yeah, I do remember.
And you said things couldn't get any worse?
To a certain extent. At least I didn't get too hurt, but yeah.
Well, I'm living in your world now.
You're always living in my world.
I am in your world. You know, the Super Bowl's over. The NFL came to a close. That fancy-dancy Valentine's Hallmark holiday is over. And just when I think I've got some downtime to chill, the FBI shows up at my house today.
Wow. What's going on?
A server breach on my home server. Someone's hacked into the Podcast for All home network.
Well, I don't know what they're potentially looking for, but, I mean, hey, do your worst, I guess.
Well, it turns out somebody that actually the three of us tonight know sent an email from the Podcast for All server.
Is he the one that hacked into our servers?
She. And it just happens to be some hate train mail.
Uh-oh. I'm scared now. Don't get fucking scared.
Don't get fucking scared, man.
Are you ready to fire up the hate train? No Clover this week. All hate train.
That's good. I prefer the negative energy. It's fun.
And here we go. Dear and Podcast for All host, I have enjoyed your Metallica banter since the infancy of your podcast. That's some high vocabulary there.
Yeah, that was good.
I have overlooked a few inaccuracies from season to season, but cannot overlook one from the latest show. Jeff, I think this is directed at you and not me.
I'm going to guess. You haven't sent me this. Does it have something to do with the fact that we didn't have a vote last week?
Jeff, with a J, I need to know that I would never choose the awful Bronco sport. Who would?
Oh, okay.
If I had a Ford, it would, of course, be the beefy Bronco. I'm sorry, but the sport is not classy. I take my vehicles seriously, and for Shane to get it wrong is totally unacceptable. P.S. Jeff, you will always be sophisticated, whether smoking through an apple or a cool glass dragon.
Did I give the Bronco Sport kudos? Because I don't think I did. I'm pretty sure I said it was a pile.
I did. And then I think I slipped up and said, oh yeah, Krista would be, you know, interested in that. And then this is where the hate mail came from.
So, okay. Now it all comes around full circle.
I thought you would know who that is after she said, or a cool glass dragon.
Yeah, no, I had an idea. I definitely had an idea. And, I mean, she's definitely smart enough to breach our security.
Who dare uses the Podcast for All server to send hate mail from our APFA studios?
That is ballsy. Will Arnett ballsy.
See why the FBI was here? Not to look into the Clinton campaign spying on Trump, but Podcast for All had priority today.
You're the one that leaked that information to them, aren't you?
I'm not the leaker.
You said, by the way, I've got some insider information on what's going on. Don't get fucking scared.
I wonder if Hillary's scared right now.
Yeah. She's been scared.
She's got those high-powered binoculars.
You know, Ice Cube once said, if you're scared, go to church. I think Hillary needs a little bit of church in her life. You know, she might be the devil, maybe.
Oh, just maybe. Man. I'm excited for tonight's show. I just, literally 30 minutes ago, walked in the door. I sped home in the P90D from the Fort Myers Airport, jamming out to Danger Danger. Remember them?
I do remember them, yeah.
They have some good songs.
They do. There was a few cuts back in the day. More of a one-hit wonder kind of band, but there was a couple of them that weren't bad.
Bang, bang, what's that sound? Show you my love, then you shot me down.
This is the Shane Karaoke Hour. We call it Sherioke.
Less than 5 minutes in, and you just got some Danger Danger vocal tracks.
That is going to be our new segment. I can't wait. Every single episode, I expect to hear another singing segment.
The Bad Seed by Shane. Last week had a lot of fun talking to Peter from Serbia about the 3132 Carl guitar. We mentioned that we wanted to make some, I wanted to say all nightmare, but I just like to call it a nightmare set list of the worst show you could possibly produce yourself. And here we are, season 7, episode 7, and a guest everyone knows very well is going to join us in a little bit.
With this set list, as I was briefly talking about in our previous episode, you know, it's tough to put it together because...
Impossible.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, even bad shows live, I mean, it's still live music, so it's still entertaining. So it leads you to the question or the fork in the road, if you will, which route do you take? Do you take the route of going, all right, well, I'm going to label their arena style set list, which is just the regular, you know, for the most part, greatest hit set list. And let's say they market that as we're going to play a rare hits kind of set, and they play an arena set list with maybe two rare songs. To me, that could be a potential all nightmare long set list type of situation. But then I wanted to get a little bit more creative than that, you know, and actually really kind of dive deep and think about, all right, what would be, you know, because if you just pick a bunch of rare songs that you might not necessarily be a big fan of,
it could be a great night.
Well, yeah, the idea of hearing those songs live, it's like, well, shit, they may not be my favorite, but I'm probably never going to hear them again. So now it turns into a great set list. So it was tough kind of balancing back and forth between the two, but I definitely had fun with the challenge. And I will say it was probably one of the more difficult lists or set lists to put together.
With what you're saying there's a possibility that your nightmare show could have Seek, Bells, Puppets, and One in it?
There might be a few of those. There might be, potentially like, you know, over half the Black Album in there. But, you know, hey, we'll get to that. I think we should bring our guest in and get his opinion on this.
Our guest tonight is no stranger to the Podcast for All World. He goes by the name Bob O'Rourke. Also the Bob Signal, but tonight he has a new name. And I think we got to throw him a bone so he can put it into his hair.
Alias Sideshow Bob.
And now you're all going to die.
Yeah.
How can we combine that name into three?
The Sideshow Bob Signal. Yep, the Sideshow Bob Signal. There we go.
That works. What's up, fellas?
Episode 7 from... just outside of Chicago. What's up, Mr. O'Rourke?
How you doing tonight?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
How many people say O'Rourke instead of O'Rourke?
Oh, God. When we used to get telemarketers.
That your whole life?
Oh, yeah, man. When we'd get telemarketers, okay. We'd be like, is Mr. O'Rourke there? And I'd be like, no, there's no one here by that name, and hang up on him.
O'Rourke sounds like a breed of a dog.
Yeah, exactly. O'Rourke.
That's true, though, because if they mispronounce your name, if they say, is Mr. O'Rourke there? Well, technically, no, he's not there. That person doesn't exist.
I'm not lying.
Yeah.
But also, too, it's like if you're going to sell me some shit or try to sell me some shit, get my name right.
Fair enough. Bob, I understand you're getting ready to move to the great state of Florida.
Yes.
You're moving to Florida?
Yeah, dude.
Attaboy.
Are you close? You got a date? You got a closing date? You got a moving truck?
We got stuff coming in like March.
Nice.
We're shooting for. Yeah.
I need to get down south with all the rest of you guys. I'm really, this whole Midwestern lifestyle is just not suiting me.
Jump on the Florida train and get down here.
I might have to just go to Florida.
I think it's going to be probably like June-ish, perhaps.
Right on. Bob's going to be about 2 hours from the APFA studios.
That's right. Yeah.
He'll probably see the APFA HQ before I will.
It very well could happen. When the Bob signal drops in, he's just going to come down to Fort Myers and actually be on site.
Hell yeah. Well, you guys are going to be playing in Florida soon, aren't you?
We are.
In the summertime?
We are.
Yeah, so then you get the tour of the studio.
Good plug, dude. We're going to be in Destin on March 26th.
You flying down or what? Come on down.
March 26th. I think that's actually when we get our first pod that's coming.
Ooh.
To like start loading stuff up.
Well, then hire somebody to load that stuff up, fly on out.
Just have the wife pack the house up and you come to Destin for the weekend.
Oh, she's got to come with too.
Yeah, she has to.
Fine, bring her with.
We'll figure it out.
Only if she has a moon mat.
We get one on Amazon. Hell yeah.
Metallica news today, boys. It seems like this happens every year. San Francisco Giants, Metallica night. Not too exciting anymore, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's just like another day at the ballpark. It's like they live there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see what the shirt will look like. It'll probably be, you know, some kind of Squindo artwork, which is cool. But.
They should really throw people off and go do like Yankees opener.
The Mets. Speaking of merch, there's actually like a new fifth member shirt out today that I was actually digging.
That spit out the bone one.
Yeah, yep, that's
it.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
I glanced at it briefly right before I hopped in the airplane. I'm like, that's actually pretty decent.
Spit out the bone. It was meant for Sideshow Bob.
Damn
the
right.
The bone went into his hair. That's where we spit it at.
Right.
Yeah. Dude, I slept on the Cliff Burton figure, speaking of merch. I'm kicking myself. Because I figured, it'll be available for a while, and I'll be able to order one. And
how limited were those? I did see them.
I have no idea.
They went fast.
Yeah, they were sold out at some point. I guess during the day on the 10th. And
well, look on the bright side, Bob. You know, I miss out on a lot of things. And the cool thing is,
Jeff doesn't even have an podcast for all guitar pick.
Right, but the cool thing is with this awesome thing called technology, the cell phone. You know, I can go on the internet. I can just look at pictures of it. So it's almost like it's right there.
What you need to do is print the pictures out.
You know, they make those too. You can get a little Bluetooth printer, send it to there via, you know, your cell phone, and bam.
Oh, you know that
you have history in your hands.
Jeff, how come you don't have Metallica merch? Oh, I have a 3D printer.
Yeah, exactly. I have a camera. I have a phone.
That was a total pizzle move, by the way.
100%. Real quick, not to sidetrack, but...
By the way, he's listening.
He's listening. He sent that text. When I saw that, I lost it. I was like, that is the best thing ever. You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, I am still listening.
I love it.
You know, speaking of, though, printing pictures of stuff for the internet, maybe this would be the free speech for the dumb internet thing.
Look at Bob just running the show himself, Jeff. I love it.
Yeah.
But I just...
Third member.
I literally saw this today. Was it yesterday? It was yesterday.
Shane is the past. Bob is the future.
It was in one of the VHS collector, you know, horror Facebook groups that I'm in. Somebody is selling on eBay, like, it looks like it's an original Friday the 13th VHS, you know, first release.
OG.
$49.99, right? But it's not actually, you know, the VHS tape. It's a 4x6 photograph of the VHS tape for $50. And the guy has literally, he has all this other, like, merch for sale that's literally just photos for $50 of, you know, different rare shit. I'm like, really? Hey, I'm like, this is what
you buy a picture
to?
Of it. Yeah, hey, technology, man. See, that's why you don't need to own it.
Oh,
it's,
God.
You know. When you have it on your phone and you didn't have to pay for it, it's better than the real thing.
If you pay for the photo. That's the worst part.
No, but on your phone, you can look at the picture of the picture.
I think that takes the free speech for the dumb. That's a great. I thought it was the actual VHS, and I'm like, for $50 an original, that's not that bad.
That's a good price. That's a steal. But that's the thing. It's like everybody looks at it and like, oh shit, $50, buy down, boom, I get it. And then, like somebody was pointing out how the guy covers himself really nicely in the description by listing that it's a photograph, but it's like in lowercase. And then same thing in the description, in the actual, you know, listing, he's got it in there listed again, so they can't really, you know, if they got the photo and said, hey, this isn't what I ordered, well, it's in there, we have our ass covered. So,
well, you know what, to whoever this guy's name is, Mr. Seller, you've been exposed.
Yep.
The Bob signal strikes again.
I'm vengeance.
See,
you are on our radar, and we have read the fine print.
Exactly. Bob is better than Batman.
I'm vengeance.
Solving a crime one post at a time.
Insert Bob signal sample right here.
Yeah.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
boop.
Nothing in the other than the spit out the bone in Bob's hair T-shirt and Metallica night at the San Francisco Giants baseball night. Pretty quiet week in Metallica. I think they're ramping up for next week in Las Vegas.
I think they're just getting ready to perform for the Super Bowl one of these years.
In 2037.
Dude, they're better than the Super Bowl.
What'd you guys think of the Super Bowl halftime?
I think as I watched it out loud, I said on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it a 6.
I definitely wouldn't give it a 10, but I think I'd go a little bit higher than that. Okay. I wasn't a big fan of the fact that Kendrick Lamar was there. I don't dislike Kendrick Lamar, but he's not a legend like literally every single other artist that was on that stage. But, I mean, I thought it was fitting considering the Super Bowl was in L.A.
Compton, bro.
You know, it's Dre's halftime show, and the fact that he sunk a bunch of his own money into it, I have mad respect for that.
I didn't know that.
10 million, yeah, I think.
$7 million of his own money. Yeah.
What?
Again, I don't think it was the best by any means, but I thought it was pretty good.
That Barbie Dreamhouse stage set that cost $7 million, right?
That was legit. I just don't dig it when I know they're playing to tracks and
guitar
or drum is mic'd. I'm like, come on.
Well, the guitars, I actually saw a picture of the pedal board that the guitar player used. He used this Head Rush custom-made pedal board, and he was just running DI'd to the PA. So, I mean, the musicians were actually, you know, they were playing, but all the rapping is always over tracks, but that's rap for you, rap and pop music.
You're not going to believe this, that 5-string silver Jackson bass. You know whose bass that was?
That's a Dave Ellison.
Yes, it was. Oh, you guys are up to speed on this. I just read that today.
Yeah, I could tell when I saw it. And then the guitar player was using a John Mayer, Paul Reed Smith. And they just had them both customized, you know,
that
chrome.
Wasn't plugged in.
See, I actually didn't watch. I didn't watch the game at all. We went downtown.
I just wanted to watch the halftime show because, you know, I had the UFC pay-per-view the night before, so I got my sports fix in for the weekend, but I was like, I need to at least check out this halftime show. I mean, when you have that many legends up there, I mean, come on. I know you enjoyed Fitty, Bob. I've been seeing all your Fitty memes you've been sharing.
I was going to say, I love the memes, and I watched, I didn't even watch the performance. I watched the Aussie Man Reviews commentary video on it.
Oh, yep.
And
yep.
That was very entertaining, but
I mean obviously anyone who knows anything about the whole 50 Cent thing, they know that that was because of, you know, he's recreating the music video, but I swear other than that, like, he did it knowing that there was going to be epic memes. In today's day and age, you can't do something like that and not anticipate to have it go viral across the internet.
But the other thing too that I commented about it would be if it was Snoop and Dre circa 1992 performing.
Yeah. Or even
that,
like
that would be
circa
something.
Like early 2000s, like 2000, 2001.
Yeah, but I mean Snoop's a cartoon character now, man. You know?
Hey, he owns Death Row Records.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like there was like, oh my god,
I think Suge Knight was watching that.
but no, like there was like all
cell
this
block
stuff.
E.
There's all this stuff about, oh, you know, there's secret video footage of Snoop taking a hint from a big blunt before he went on stage, and I'm like,
that
no.
was a joint, not a blunt.
Well, still, I'm like, no shit. I'm like,
yeah, it's
Popeye
Snoop.
Has to have his fucking spinach before he goes and beats ass. I mean,
exactly,
every cartoon
like,
character has their thing.
What do you expect? What
yeah,
do you expect?
Come on.
I mean, and like, you know, the NFL had stipulations on certain things
yeah.
they couldn't do. Like, you're talking to a bunch of fucking dudes that don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, everybody wants this. We're going to go up there and do it. Like, we'll play ball before
opposite.
We get on stage. And then once we get on stage, we're going to do whatever the hell
yeah.
we want to do.
But yeah, I mean, what you were saying too, Jeff, about like all the tracks, I mean, if Metallica were ever to play, you know, they would have to use tracks. I mean,
oh, they get tracked. It's
yeah,
it's,
it just
it's
and
just
then
the type of event it is.
Yeah, and
that's
then there'd
why I don't
be,
want them.
Right, and then there'd be some shoehorned in pop act that is secretly a metal fan. You know, I mean, granted, we did that with Lady Gaga, and that actually was cool. I can admit that, but. I mean, come on. We don't need it. They're so much better than the Super Bowl.
They are, but you know what? I still think that...
We already had Too Heavy for Halftime. It happened.
Exactly.
It's still that kind of... I don't know. They've done everything in their career. I feel like they need to do that, too. Like, that's like one of the last things that I feel like they
sure.
need to check off. That just... Who cares how it goes just to say, all right, we did
they
it.
They did
you
it,
know what
yeah.
I mean? And how many metal bands have ever played the halftime show? You know what I mean?
Really
there's got to be one. There's got to be
yeah.
one.
I'm really surprised that Guns N' Roses never did. Like at the height,
fuck
the height
that.
Of their shit.
But especially now.
Yeah, well, I mean now, but I mean seriously, like 92.
I was just gonna say 91, 92 when Michael Jackson. It would have been right up there.
Yeah, or I mean, did Slash perform with Michael Jackson at that? I don't even remember.
No.
No, he didn't pop up.
Michael Jackson's was pretty epic.
Yeah. Because I think Michael
like
still probably
Bowl.
Had Jennifer playing with him, right? At
yeah.
that time? Yeah.
Yep. Jennifer Batten,
yeah.
wasn't that? Yeah. God, she could shred.
Fuck yeah.
Metallica at the halftime would be a nightmare, so let's talk about our all-nightmare set list.
Yeah.
Fair enough. There's the set list, the Super Bowl set
yeah,
list,
the Super Bowl.
The 16-minute medley.
I'd rather have Metallica go to space on the Bezos cock rocket, and I think you're in orbit for 8 minutes, so you could play the Justice medley and then come back home.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say one more thing about it is because it is a medley, who better than Metallica to put together a fucking medley for the Super Bowl?
Right.
I mean, you know the medley they'd put together would be epic beyond
yeah,
proportion.
Be like
it'd be all
medley.
Hits. It'd
yeah.
be all hits, but they'd put the hits and they do it well, and I'm sure their stage setup would be pretty elaborate. If you have Katy Perry riding in on a fucking like 30-foot horse, I mean, I'm sure we can get
they
something crazy
doors.
For Metallica.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly.
Bread fan, trap fixer, back to earth.
Yeah, okay. All right, Bob. Well, I think you should start it off. We'd like to hear what you think would be the nightmare set.
This was a lot of fun. Literally, I was listening to. You know, your
the
most
sideshow Bob signal.
Your most recent episode, and you guys mentioned it, and I just started spitballing and brainstorming and ideas, and had a list, and then I just kind of started to organize it, and I went along with parts of it are kind of inspired by the 40th anniversary show, so in terms of things going in chronological order.
Oh, okay.
So I started
Very
it
cool.
off, and you know, obviously,
before we start, I got one thing to say.
Yeah,
I've got something to say. Imagine that. We got a lot of messages right after last week's episode. Bob, you were the first person to contact us, so we thought, what better way to throw a bone in the middle of your hair and probably celebrate the last episode you're going to join us from the state of Illinois before the big move?
We need to get Bob an award because... I'm pretty sure. No,
has he been
I
on
do
the
know.
Most?
I was going to say he is. He definitely has the record for them, and I'm sure this is definitely not going to be the last time he comes on. So yeah, we need to get you some kind of award, like APFA world record plaque.
I need like Super Ron has that piece of the barricade.
That's
yeah.
right.
That trophy.
We need to get you a gold headset.
You know what we'll do is we'll take one of the early demos of us. just fucking around because I still have some of it nice. On my computer, and I know he does.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll put it on a golden flash drive, and that will be right there. And it's like having a piece of like film history. You'll have a soundbite that nobody else has ever heard.
APFA flash.
Yeah. The Zapruder films.
Many messages, but we went with our work. It does not mean that you cannot share yours. You can come on and podcast for all. Anytime 100%. You want, any season, any episode, and go, boys, I have a nightmare set list. I have a master of albums. I have a dream no more set list. Anything's possible.
That's why you, the fan, the guest, drive the show.
That's why Jeff Winslow drives a Toyota Corolla.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Is it fixed yet?
No, I still got the old one, and now the fucking maintenance required light came on. All new cars do that.
Maintenance required. The check engine light's been on in the van for 70,000 miles. It doesn't mean a thing. True story.
I drive a Corolla, man.
So yeah, Toyota.
Bob's got a Corolla?
Hell yeah.
Toyota's run.
And we have a Corolla and we have a Camry. The Camry is like a zombie. It's on its last legs. But I was driving that, and it sounds like almost like a demolition derby car when it starts up when Sandy leaves in the morning.
Oh, nice.
It's like, and you hear it, and it's just like, shit.
You got an exhaust leak? Or
probably. I don't know. We're just trying to
keep... Podcast for All sounds like they're sponsored by Toyota now.
We aren't?
He's like, damn, I've been plugging this whole time.
Enough of this Tesla BMW shit. It's all about the Camry.
I'm going to stick with my BMWs.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, I think it's time to show the world the ultimate all-nightmare set list.
Okay, so if you guys are familiar with the set list, you know how things are sort of asterisked in lowercase or smaller-sized font and everything. Yeah, so we obviously start with A Long Way to the Top. Got to do that.
Okay.
And then in place of The Ecstasy of Gold, we have Lars's Welcome, 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 Welcome
SNM2.
Speech from SNM2.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good off the bat.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the second act of the second show.
And then we have...
Oh, my God. I would have never thought about that, but now that you said it, that is absolutely terrible.
Oh, it's going to get better. It can only go down from here.
It can only go down and up at the same time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, get to the point, bud. Welcome, welcome.
And then we have our first intro tape of the night. We have the Junior Dad intro tape.
I love how it goes from
Welcome
video right into a tape for the first song.
Oh, not even a video of Welcome. It's literally just the audio of that instead of Ecstasy of Gold. It's just
Jesus.
And then obviously we have Junior Dad, with a Lou Reed hologram.
Oh my God!
Oh, Lou's present.
Hell yeah! You gotta have Lou. Hey,
these holograms are the rave thing now.
I have seen that. Yes, production wise, they're actually pretty legit.
Yeah, Metallica.
They are pretty legit, and I gotta say, it's like the worst idea. So this is the greatest thing for this set list.
Yeah. So Junior Dad, 19 minutes of Junior Dad is the first song.
The full fucking 19 minutes.
Hell yeah! Yeah, we start.
So
nice.
Yeah,
I love it.
Is this a 18 song set, a 16 song set, or a 10 song set? Since Junior Dad,
no, 18.
So 18. So what is it going to be, like a 3-hour set?
Old school Metallica set, 18.
I didn't time it out. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of the other songs are kind of short, so we'll see.
This already.
So we have Junior Dad with the Lou Reed hologram, and then the Lou Reed hologram stays on stage, and we do Pumping Blood. Also from Lulu.
I don't even know that's a song title.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I was trying to think of some of the worst Lulu
Jeff
songs.
To you?
I knew it was a Lulu song only because I've never heard it before. When you said Pumping Blood, I'm like, never heard of that before. It's got to be off of Lulu.
That sounded like Pizzle.
It's funny. Real quick, I'm just going to stop you right there, Bob. So I thought about this.
I can't quit laughing at the S&M 2 intro.
I thought about it for a second, like, oh, you know, maybe just do a bunch of Lulu songs, because I mean that'd be a terrible set. I would never want to listen to that. But then I thought about it. I'm like, that brings me back to that. Like, if I picked that, let's say they actually played that. I mean, that'd be a once in a life situation. I probably wouldn't be that upset to hear it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, man, and it's interesting that you picked that, but man, fucking Junior Dad for the first song, that's rough.
That separates the men from the boys. Like, the people rail, they're like, we've been sitting on the rail here for, you know, 3 hours. And
for three hours, Shane says, you know what, I waited this long and I have to piss. Well, guess what? Fuck that, I'm leaving now. I'm going to go take a piss.
Can we make it this next 19 minutes?
Oh,
and then
God,
whatever, however
rough.
Long pumping blood is.
That's a nightmare.
then the next song is so Lulu, the Lulu tracks are kind of on their own, and then like I said,
this is a bad idea, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like I said, the rest of it goes in sort of chronological order, and technically
Bob took it too far. You went too fucking far, Bob.
Technically, this song is in the correct order chronologically because it was jammed on, played live prior to when it finally was recorded in the studio. Helpless with the Record
Ooh.
Store Day solo.
Oh God! You see,
just
I almost
for Jeff.
I almost put that in there, but I was like, I don't think Kirk would ever play it like that. Oh wait, yeah, he would.
totally loose. You know, like how it sounds. You know, just that's the way it has to be.
So you go from pumping blood into that record store drum beat, and then they realize they're actually going to play Helpless.
Yep. No, nobody wants to be the guy to say stop. We're done jamming. You know, they just keep doing it.
They're just gonna go right into it, and Kirk's gonna totally botch one of the greatest solos he's ever done.
The funny thing about we've talked about that record store Helpless version so much that I think now our listeners and subscribers know that solo pretty well by now.
Yeah, and
it's only been in about 15 episodes,
right? And everybody agrees that God, that was awful.
But entertaining.
But very entertaining, because you know what? If they didn't fuck up, we wouldn't have good shit like this to
we wouldn't have anything to laugh at.
We wouldn't have anything to joke about. Yeah, exactly.
No. I think that was 4 or 5 episodes ago, and Jeff said, my daughter could play that solo better.
My son can play that solo better, and I don't even have a son.
I don't even have a son.
So then we go into the next song chronologically, which is Escape. And on the set list,
wow. Surprises me.
On the set list, I have as part of the production, there's lasers. I don't know where the lasers would be or how they would work, but I figured.
Well, they used lasers during That Was Just Your Life.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but
true.
Bob's going, lasers make no sense for Escape,
yeah.
So that's going to just make the set even
exactly.
worse. I don't know
exactly.
why they're there, but they're there.
Just put them in there. Maybe when the siren goes off at the end, then the lasers come out and. You know.
Jesus Christ. So not only is the set a shit show, but the lights are now a
the
shit
production.
Show, too. Everything's a shit show.
Exactly.
With lasers. But I would shit my pants if they played Escape.
Exactly. So, I mean, some of these songs, and kind of Jeff alluded to this a little bit ago, about, like, you know, the first time something's played, because there's a couple of never plays coming up.
Oh, wow.
We got, well, actually, this one was played, but not, like, full band. Poor Twisted Me.
Okay.
And again, the production, I have Boom on there. I don't know where there would be a boom, but I figured it would be a perfect song to put a boom in. For
you're referring to the boom on the set list that we've seen lately?
Yeah. Just
that's their version of a bass drop.
Yeah, just because there should be just a boom.
In Poor Twisted.
Yeah, it would work. Boom. And actually, what would be cool is if James wasn't actually playing guitar in it, and he had like the bullhorn mic, like Scott Weiland, and was singing the entire song that way,
Jesus Christ,
that would be cool, right?
Yeah, it actually kind of.
This episode's gonna just be me laughing for 3 hours.
It might actually be kind of cool. See, Bob, your terrible set list is starting to become intriguing. I feel like the Leonardo DiCaprio Django meme right now. Like, you had my attention.
Yeah,
now right. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's gonna get better.
You know what would be a good song for that Scott Weiland? What do you call that thing? Like
a
portable
megaphone.
Sorry, yeah, megaphone.
Yeah.
We even have those on the AirPod. I should probably know what the fuck they're called.
Shows you how much Shane uses it.
Well, that's a flight attendant checklist thing. I never look at the damn thing. But a song that should use that megaphone is that vocal effect he has in the beginning of Wasting My Hate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that, good day, how do, and it sounds like he's like 50 miles away.
Yeah, what do they use in the old live versions from the Load Tour on that? It's like
there's an effect on
some
it.
Some kind of effect, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like an AM radio.
Yes.
Like transistor exactly. radio. It's the same that he, on the record for Hero of the Day, kind of has that.
Yeah.
When he's first singing in the beginning, it kind of has like some weird effect on it.
That's true. Watch the Metallica Monday show from Salt Lake City from the Poor Tour and Me. Great vocal effect on Wasting.
Yeah. That's a good song.
A megaphone. Note to self, Shane, it's a megaphone.
That's a great song, which unfortunately is not on this set list.
Because it's not a nightmare.
Nope. And then we go into from Poor Twisted Me to Ronnie.
Wow.
Full on B-Bender glory.
I had a feeling Ron was going to make his debut somewhere.
Ron Quintana.
McGovney.
Ron McGovney, yeah.
But again, Quintana. I would be fucking pumped if I heard them going to Ronnie live. I'd be like, oh shit, time to fucking get scuffling here.
Right? I'll get my cowboy boots on. And, wear my
put on an episode,
tuxedo.
Put on an episode of Yellowstone and we're good to go.
Yellowstone. So we go from Ronnie into Slither. Which,
dude, we're like in the mid-late 90s for a while here.
Yeah, you know, I figure we needed to show some Load and Reload love, you know.
Slither sounds like the Sandman riff.
It does.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Meh. Meh.
You know what I mean, though.
I do know what you mean. I do.
It's very close.
Yeah.
There's traces of sand in there.
First time I heard Slither, I'm like, holy Sandman, you know, take two. Just listen to that intro riff. Not the song, but the riff.
You know, maybe Lars thought that Slither was going to be the next biggest song of the decade.
That's what keeps the pool heated.
That's right. So then we go into our next intro tape, which is on the set list as Murder Tape. For, yes, Murder One.
Oh. Murder One.
Yeah, Murder One.
Jesse Robson from Regina, Canada is not going to be happy with you.
Sorry, man. But
that
then we go
Murder Uno.
Then we go into our next intro tape, Lords of Summer tape.
What?
And we have Lords of Summer. But I haven't.
That's a nightmare?
Yeah, I haven't decided if it's the original, the first pass version of Lords of Summer, or the studio version.
They used a tape for that song?
When they played it live in 2017,
yes,
in those European, they had like some kind of intro tape.
Because when they first originally played it, they didn't have a tape, right?
No, they didn't.
That's what I thought. When they like first...
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's more like an ambiance tape, like kind of like, you know, like how Sanitarium and Fade to Black have those kind of weird intros.
Yeah.
And that ends the first part of the set, right? And then,
there's an intermission.
Well, not an intermission, but, you know, then we, I mean.
It'd be good if you put it in intermission, because, God, it would suck to have an intermission. I mean, S&M, that's fine, because that's like an orchestral type of thing, you know, but, like, at a metal show, like, all right, here we go, and then intermission.
An intermission just because.
It's like, dude, this isn't a fucking Dream Theater show.
But then in the spirit of, from the 98 Poor Retouring Me tour, how they had the acoustic slot, you know, and they would kind of...
Oh, we're going to slow it down a bit with some stools and some rugs.
Not necessarily, but we are going to have a change of drum kit. We're going to bring out Lars's St. Anger drum kit.
The green sparkle?
No. The in-studio one, that sort of Frankenstein one. It was all different pieces
with
the turn-off snare.
I gotcha.
And yeah, we're gonna do some St. Anger songs.
So like Jeff. Tom 1 is like a silver sparkle and Tom 2 is a turquoise blue we've never seen before and the floor Tom's black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got Invisible Kid. And ooh. I see Jeff looking at me like, oh man, you're killing me, you're killing me. We got Invisible Kid, then we got Shoot Me Again with Pyro and a Boom. I figured Shoot, Pyro, Boom kind of works. I don't know.
Dun, 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 so. Jeff, do that again. Dun, 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 dun,
just random bass drop.
So, Bob, is this a Pyro or the new version of a Boom bass
drop?
Oh,
it's both. It's Pyro slash Boom.
Okay. So we need some fuel and some bass.
Yeah, because
can we get actual pyro? Because like the last tour where they did like real pyro was the St. Anger tour where there was actual like explosions, not just like fire and a couple
dragons,
small things.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like full on, like, you know what I mean?
You mean the concussions?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We need those.
So like in 2004,
I love it.
In the fall of 2004, when they were playing St. Anger, they added some weird pyro in the intro to it and concussion bombs. I don't know if you remember that, but
I do now that you say that. Yep.
So kind of in that spirit.
I miss those at concerts.
I know.
Kapow.
And like, then
you actually felt it.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You feel
that
in your chest for about five
totally.
Seconds. It's like, damn. Mm.
Totally. And then we end that main part of the set there with Purify.
Oh, Jeff is just cringing.
Hey, I mean, Purify is pretty cringy, so...
But
right.
Again, it's got the drum kit that everything was recorded on, so that snare is going to sound, you know, it's really going to make
more
a lot of people happy.
The more creative you get here, Bob, the more intriguing like this set sounds. It's not a nightmare, man. This is getting good.
Just wait.
I think you're referring to a 1978 blue acrylic Ludwig snare.
There you go. That should have been one of our trivia questions.
Thank you, Jimmy Clark, for that info. On an early morning flight with me at 6 in the morning, when he told me what that was, I'm like, you mean the one from the video? He's like, that's the one that was used. I'm like,
oh, shit.
We finally have an answer. That should have gone fucking viral.
Should have.
Make it so.
You mean Purify wasn't the close out the set?
No, man. We still have a section with guests. Come on.
Oh, my
ooh.
God.
Ooh. Okay.
So.
Marianne's on deck.
And not quite, but we're getting there.
They're gonna have a Cliff hologram.
No, we have another Asterix sort of intro. We have a Michael Tilson Thomas lecture on hip hop's evolution into nu metal.
I love it.
Oh god. Oh wait. Are we gonna get fucking Ja Rule on stage here?
You guessed it. We did it again with Ja Rule and a Boom.
Oh my god! As soon as you talked about the hip hop evolution into nu metal, I'm like, what did Metallica? Oh,
exactly. Yes, come on.
So Michael introduces the history, and then Ja Rule appears to play. We did it again.
Yes, but he comes out.
Or sorry, we did it.
Yeah, he comes out on stage to, you know, again in the spirit of the SNM2 stuff, where, you know, we'll just grind everything to a halt with a little quick lecture here. So it's good.
Jesus.
And
Bob,
then
you're fired.
then the next two songs kind of go hand in hand, and they're kind of, we're gonna get a little political, you know, and this was tough for me because I don't like to get political and I don't like Metallica to be political, but
you're definitely fired.
This would this is very reflective of recent events with Spotify and what have you, you know. We have Don't...
Oh, Neil Young is going to show up.
We have Don't Tread on Me with Kid Rock.
Oh.
But on the set list it says with Bobby, because, you know, him and Lars.
That's what it said at the Fillmore.
Exactly. And then, so that's...
Tread with Kid, that would actually fit today's world we live in.
Yeah.
That's kind of a good thing, dude. That's like the only thing that'd make it better is if you had Rogan announce it. I mean, dude.
But see that's the thing. It's like how do we, you know, I wouldn't even know how it would work, but I just figured that would be perfect. It would polarize.
I thought you were
going to
say Neil Young was going to play Lowmans.
No, not quite.
That's terrible.
Cuz then on the on the flip side, so we have, you know, Don't Tread on Me representing one side, and then we have Mr. Soul with Neil Young coming out and playing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey. Mr. Soul at a Metallica show.
Hey, you know what, Bob? I give you a golf clap.
Thank you. Thank you.
For being fair and representing both sides. You know, you know what? Bob's an equal opportunist here, everyone.
I am, man. I want to piss everybody off. Come on.
Exactly. He's like South Park. He offends both sides.
According to my notes, you have three songs to go.
I do. So then the next one that kind of closes out the main set before the encore is Jump on the Fire with Mustaine on vocals. Oh. And Pyro, too, by the way. Pyro.
Dude, more epic awesomeness. I love it.
By the way, last week's episode had vocals only by Mustaine. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
I loved editing that.
Yeah, that was good. So that ends the main
Jump
set.
Jump in the Fire with Dave.
Yeah.
Jump in the Fire!
It would have been better if you would have had Four Horsemen with Dave and made him sing the Four Horsemen lyrics.
Oh.
No mechanics, it has to be.
It has to be horse. Just to rub it in his face. Hey, you can change it if you want.
That would be big. And make him play Kirk solo, too. That would be good. So.
And cut out the interlude that he wrote for it so he doesn't get to play it live. I'm sorry, Dave.
So then the encore, we start off with Now That We're Dead, but just the extended drum circle jam only.
Wait, so it's Now That We're Dead drum doodle?
Yeah, the drum solo in the middle of the song, that's all it is. It's literally that. The guys come out and play that for 5 minutes or so.
5 minutes of just drumming of nothing, and then what closes it out then after that?
We close it out with everybody's favorite closer, Seek and Destroy, but with Kirk and Rob on vocals only.
Wow,
and that's a throwback to 2004, I think, in Pensacola.
James's
throat was fucked up, and Kirk and Rob did the first two verses.
Oh God!
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Mr. Hammond, getting to see the Pensacola tonight. Looking for you, we started a fight. There's an evil feeling in our veins. Something new, you know what drives us insane. Run it, hide it, you'll be dying. Thousand deaths. Run it, out of way, hide it. You'll be dying without death. Seek and destroy. Suggest. Seek and destroy.
We can't hear you.
Suggest. Seek and destroy.
Give it up. Suggest. Everyone. Seek and
destroy. That's rough, man.
Thank you.
To recap the Bob signal, Sideshow Bob, dude, just the way it starts with Lars's welcome speech. I knew this was going to be a home run. Lars kicks things off. Junior dad, pumping blood. Jeff has never heard of that. Helpless, escape, poor twisted, Ronnie, slither, murder one, Lords of Summer, invisible kid, shoot me again. Don't forget about that bass drop, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
Purify. Michael Tilson Thomas introduces Ja Rule. Bobby sings Don't Tread on Me. Neil Young with Mr. Soul, Mustaine screaming Jump in the Fire, and we end with Now That We're Dead, drum doodle.
And
that
Seek.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
And Seek with Kirk
sorry.
And Rob
I got
singing.
So hung up. I'm sorry. I have to edit that. Now That We're Dead, drum doodle, and closing the night out with Rob and Kirk singing Seek. That's a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah. That's a train wreck.
That's a damn rare thing these days.
Freddy Krueger is up on the rail, man. He's there.
Yeah, because that is a nightmare for sure.
Nightmare at HQ.
Shane, you might have to show him how it's done.
Are you saying I'm up next, sir?
Only if you want to be. If you want me to go, then I will gladly go.
I'll be up next. I'm not going to ruin the surprises, but I will say Shane Obershaw and the Bob Signal share more than a couple songs together.
Oh.
Junior Dad.
It's pretty wild.
I will tell you this. I don't share that many with you, Bob, at all.
You got yours is Black Album heavy, huh?
Jeff, you have to see this. As Bob just wrapped that up, he texted me.
I saw it. I got it too. This is set list.
The font size, the details, the version 3 in the upper right-hand corner, the hangs, the cutoffs are exactly like Metallica's.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to write those and put them together?
Oh, it's so fun.
Good job, Bob. Another golf clap for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Very well done. That was awesome. All right. Unlike my Dream No More set list, I don't have many production notes. I like Bob's pyro. I like his Lars intro. I'm more focused on equipment and just overall 16 songs as a modern day Metallica show.
That's what I did as well. I went with the 16.
Sorry, I don't have a venue tonight. I don't have production because over the years I've liked all their production and all their stages.
Yeah. Me too. That's why when I finally go, you'll see why I picked what
okay.
I picked.
Okay. Kicking things off, the full band is on stage for the Ecstasy of Gold, and they play the Ecstasy of Gold like they did that one time in Copenhagen.
So that's how it's starting off, with them coming on stage and James ripping a gnarly-ass solo with a Silverburst V?
Not a gnarly-ass solo. I've never been a fan of the band playing the Ecstasy of Gold live.
Right, but that's what you're talking about, though?
Yes.
Is that,
yes.
Okay, just making sure that's...
Fan can...
Six.
Six. I had to look over to my shelf, yes. That goes into Cyanide.
So opening the show with Cyanide.
Well, it technically opened with Ecstasy into Cyanide.
If Ecstasy starts, I still consider that... Ecstasy.
And okay, okay. Yeah. The show opens with Cyanide, a six count.
Six count right into it. I like it.
Wow, now. And a lot of people go, oh
shit.
Surprised it didn't
open
because
when they
Judas
played
kills.
That, when I was in Madison, they opened up the Magnetic Arena tour in Madison. They played Cyanide, and half the arena was already like, eh.
Oh, that was a perfect pizzle reaction.
It was. I practiced that.
Yeah, but that was because that was because everybody was upset about Brewer, right?
That's true. And
he all
recovered
the
next.
Out.
You know what,
he recovered
Bob,
the next night in Minneapolis.
Don't try and blame it on Brewer, okay?
No, I...
You hater.
I love Brewer. And
Blaming comedians. Next, you're going to blame Rogan, too, huh? I'm just kidding.
No, I in all seriousness, like, I don't mean to like sidetrack everything, but I think that everybody bitched about that. I'm like, so, you know, and the same thing with the 40th anniversary shows. Everybody's bitching about Dean Del Rey. I'm like, so, I'm like, you're there. So. Who cares? You know, I'm like, it's not a big deal. There could be worse openers.
Yeah, there could be worse situations, like having to watch it from Minnesota,
like having to watch Days of the New.
Oh, I like Days of the New.
Funny. I didn't even see Days of the New on that tour.
98?
Yeah, because that was when I had Cantrell. My meet and greet. They passed gotcha. Us when we were waiting, but I didn't see them.
Gotcha.
You said, hi, won't Jeff. Be watching you.
Yeah.
See you later, dudes. During Cyanide, James is playing that awful Les Paul-shaped metal screening that looks like you cook a barbecue on it from the Death Magnetic Tour.
Oh, the James Trussart? I love those. That's like one of my dreams.
Terrible.
It's an amazing guitar. I've played them before. They sound and play absolutely.
Is that smaller than a Les Paul?
Yes. Like, it looks terrible.
It's a little bit. Tiny. It's a little bit thinner, but body size-wise, it's about the same size. But it's a little bit thinner, and God, do they play and sound amazing.
It looks like a barbecue gas cooker.
They're expensive. They're really expensive. They're like,
I don't
four
care
or five
what
grand.
It costs. It looks like shit.
What a hater.
Song 2, Am I Savage?
Am I Evil?
Rob is playing that terrible 5-string dark blue bass that he played a lot when he joined the band. Not the Rat Rod, the same body as the Rat Rod, but it's dark blue. Dark blue does not go with Metallica, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't ever really a big fan of the silver either.
Some of the banter I was never a fan of is when James just said, oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Tonight, we're going to play some new shit, and we're going to play some old shit. Song number 3. Bob and I agree. Don't tread on me. But James is using that awesome black Explorer, but he has stickers from all these different countries that cover the whole thing, and I can't stand that.
Yeah, that one.
You know what I mean, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of putting stickers on guitars ever.
The whole body is covered. There's like different country stickers, and I just think it looks like it looks like he's in Green Day.
Is it on the back too, or no?
Yeah, the whole thing's covered. Shit.
When I put the Zorlak together, even putting that sticker on there, I was like, oh god, do I really have to put a fucking sticker on my guitar right now?
Right.
Even though it's like it's meant to be, but still, I'm like, fuck. I'm just not a fan.
Badass black Explorer, and he puts stickers all over.
Now, was that one of his originals too? One of his original ESPs, or was it a Gibson?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, he's got a kabillion Explorers. I'm sure one with a bunch of stickers isn't that big of a deal to him, but still. Come on, James.
Yeah, that's pretty ugly.
Don't tread on me. I was actually standing next to Mr. O'Rourke in Louisville when they played the Black Elements in entirety, and they do not play Tread live well, and that was kind of a nightmare of that set for me.
It's Lars's favorite song.
Next song, Kirk is using the bicycle parts guitar, and this goes hand in hand because in the real world, he uses that guitar on
Judas Kiss.
Bingo.
I was going to put that on my set list.
What do they call that guitar? The Starfish?
It would make it too good, though, if you put it on your set list. See, now Shane's set list just went up a couple notches.
Yeah. Wait, what's that
called? The Starfish?
True Fidel or true something like that.
It's fish something. True Fidel.
Something like it's French, I think.
Fish sticks.
The True Fidel. We'll call Judas Kiss bicycle parts mess.
Long John Dickweed's fish sticks.
Didn't you call it that song a riff tape?
Yes. All that is a jam tape. The Judas Kiss should have been on the Beyond Magnetic EP.
Dude, most of Death Magnetic is a bunch of riff tapes thrown together. Like, That Was Just Your Life might be the only one that I feel like sounds like it flows from start to finish. I love the whole album. I do. I like the album. But if you actually sit down and listen to it, I really feel like That Was Just Your Life is really the only song that actually sounds like it sounds like a Justice song where, you know, everything sounds like it belongs together, where even though I love the end of the line, All Nightmare Long, you know, Unforgiven 3, like it sounds like they put a bunch of different parts from different songs together.
If you have hate for me on this next song, I understand. Hate train mail can be addressed to podcastforall@gmail.com. But the instrument that James plays on this is so hated by Shane Obershaw. Hate is a very strong word, by the way. My father told me that at a very young age.
Mine too.
Me too.
A yellow Fender Telecaster might be one of the worst guitars ever made in the history of this planet.
Oh, that's rough.
And you play the Unforgiven 2.
B Bender.
But Unforgiven 2 is such a good song.
But that guitar is so bad that one of the songs that we absolutely love has to be in this nightmare.
Yeah, but it would be so much more fitting with a worse version.
Nope, not with that guitar. That's how bad the guitar is.
I saw that guitar used to play Turn the Page in 2009. It was cool.
Terrible.
Exactly. If James was smart, he'd ditch the frickin' ESPs and go to an American company.
How many people are typing to me right now going, Shane, you're out of your mind?
I don't know. The Telecaster is pretty universally loved by, like, everybody.
But that baby poop Gerber food yellow telly is awful.
I think they call it TV yellow, and it's actually legendary, so...
Awful.
It's legendary.
It should be an illegal instrument. It should be confiscated by the government.
Yeah, that's what I thought about the snake bite when I first saw it.
Just like they're coming to get your guns. Next song, speaking of awful guitars... Gibson Les Paul Bigsby as he plays The Thorn Within.
Hey, at least the goofy guitar goes with a goofy song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a goofy guitar, but for Metallica, it's goofy.
Yeah.
Thorn.
I love the Bigsby.
Terrible. I don't know what's worse. That might be the In Podcast for All poll this week. The Bigsby or the fucking Gerber poop telly.
All I know is that picture of James in the rain with the Bigsby and it's all dark and the light is shining on him is probably the most badass picture of James Hetfield on the planet.
The rain picture, I agree. If there was any other guitar on him, and this is like 2018, 2019 era, I think you're referring to,
yeah,
it'd be a thousand times better picture. No. That guitar ruins
it
that shot.
It does not. It works.
It's terrible.
It does not.
Thorne comes to a cutoff. James says we have a special guest to join us tonight.
Hologram.
Not a hologram.
Bob,
a rapper by the name of Ja Rule gets up on stage and gets on the MIC.
Do about 30.
We did it.
God, I would be so pumped if that happened in real life.
Does he come in on his Harley, though, like he says in the song?
Oh, dude, that would have been a great... I forgot about that. But when you said your Ja Rule, I just had to let you guys talk about it because I'm like, what are the odds?
What awesome. Are the odds?
One day we'll get it. If not now, whenever they do play the Super Bowl, they'll do it. And they'll have Ja Rule.
Ja Rule rocks out. We did it. I'm highly disappointed by it. He says, I'll see y'all motherfuckers later. Peace out, bitches. And they go into the Saint Anger album version of All Within My Hands. Now, I like the new version of All Within My Hands for obvious reasons, but the album version, this was close with Purify, but I will seriously take Purify on the record over Hands.
Oh, God.
Because that
you are
the
smoking.
The drum beat on Hands, by the way, Jeff can impersonate this. Sing the drum beat, Jeff.
Well, I can't really sing it.
Yeah, you can. I've heard you do it many times.
Well, like the verse, the boot da boot da boot da boot da 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 boot da
boot da boot. And I'm a drummer. I can't even sing that because that beat is so fucked up. It's just nothing.
It's
normal.
It's not fucking stock.
No, it's terrible. This is a bass. Rob's playing a pea green Nash bass, which is very. It's basically a Fender body and a Fender look, but he has this rare pea green Nash bass that's just awful.
It's beautiful.
It needs to be put in the case and never seen again in HQ.
Oh, Shane, you're killing me. He doesn't like the legendary classic looking instruments. You like these very brash
metal.
I think metal instruments look so juvenile and young.
No.
And these guys are almost 60 years old. They need to stop playing things that look like Jackson Kelly's.
No. All Within My Hands ends. And the Bob Signal and Shane agree on Slither.
Yeah.
As Kirk is playing the Fender Sunburst Strat that he's been playing lately on Nothing Else Matters.
This is crazy. You guys got a decent amount of reload 90s era going here.
Slither, because of the Sandman riff, it's not a good song. If they played it live, I would not be thrilled.
You wouldn't have your tap shoes on?
I would not be toe-tapping.
I would be ecstatic to hear it.
Moving along with the Bob Signal, the next song is Now That We're Dead with the drum bridge.
Yeah.
Not the drum doodle, the full song.
So we're getting the full song with the doodle.
With the drum part that was very cringeworthy, and Trujillo, by the way, is playing that awful-looking, small, all-white, four-string Warwick.
Oh, yeah, that is ugly.
You see... Man, some of the basses you don't like you don't like the Nash bass. You know what I think is one of the worst ones. We're probably going to disagree on this one, but I think one of the worst basses Rob has ever played is that green sparkly Rickenbacker. I guess terrible.
Oh, that thing's amazing.
No, it's terrible. I love Rickenbackers, but that color on that bass looks awful. It reminds me of like a fucking like Cholo lowrider from
bases.
Like East LA.
We're very opposite on basses, I'll admit that.
And Rob doesn't look right with a Rickenbacker.
He played that a lot on the Magnetic tour.
He doesn't look right with the Rick.
The sparkle on
that.
Used
to seeing it with Cliff.
Yeah, exactly. But the sparkle on that looks like
Cliff looked good with a Rickenbacker. Rob does not.
Yeah, yeah. He does
but
look.
Rob
weird
makes
with
anything
it.
Cool. Everything except a Nash or
a, no. Rob a makes a P rock. Bass and a J bass look fucking badass, and he makes Warwicks look badass. Which Warwicks I can sometimes be on the fence with. Like sometimes, you know, if you're Rob Trujillo or Peanut from 311, like you can make the Warwick look good, but some. I don't know.
But that four-string, small white body that he used on the stadium tour to like open up with Hardwired and Atlas.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, come on. What is this all white shit kicking off the show with this small body?
At least he didn't go with the Strandberg, the Geddy Lee with no headstock. Back in the 80s.
I hear you there. After we did it, All Within My Hand, Slither, and Dead, it comes to a cutoff. Another guest, not hologram, but this goes back a few years. Lou Reed appears, and they play the version of Sweet Jane from the Madison Square Garden Rock Hall concert in 2009, Bob?
Yeah.
No
that
love
Sweet
for Lulu.
Jane song with... No, that... I have love for Lulu, but that Sweet Jane version live at Madison Square Garden was just not a good decision.
No.
Next up, an acoustic song.
Blackened 2020.
Negative.
Aww.
Kirk is playing that god-awful purple acoustic LTD.
Now, this is something we can agree on. That thing is fucking... It, like... A painted acoustic, like acoustics need to be natural colored, in my opinion. And when you have it painted like that, it reminds me of something that like Bret Michaels would play.
You know what guitar I'm referring
to. Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
Is that the one that was auctioned off?
Yeah, garbage.
And they play the acoustic version that they played a few years ago at the Bridge School Benefit of Hardwired. That song is meant for acoustic.
No, it's not.
That was an absolute nightmare of Hardwired.
100%.
And I think they struggled even getting that song started.
Yeah, because Lars restarted it because he fucked it up.
Like three times?
Yeah, and I always felt kind of weird
like,
about
oh,
them
shit.
Playing that.
He's
like that.
I can't play with hot rods.
But playing that with all those kids around too and fucks and that, I'm like, that seems a little weird, but...
That's true.
I don't know. Who am I?
Kids are like, hey,
three
we don't give
a
fuck.
Three songs to go, gentlemen.
That's right.
Three
songs.
Songs
Trace,
to go.
Late Jace.
Metal Militia.
Ooh.
Bob's jaw just
Metal
dropped.
Militia rules. Dave Mustaine gets paid every time it's played.
That's true. But Kirk is
so he gets paid what twice a year?
Yeah.
Kirk is also playing that god awful KH3 body, but it's a sunburst.
The KH3, that's the double cut, right?
No, this is the spider guitar.
Oh, right. I was gonna
but
say
for
that.
A little while, he had a sunburst on that type of Les Paul body, and it was god-awful.
Yeah, if it was curved, an arch top like a Les Paul, that's fine, but a flat top, doesn't. It looks cheap when you do it like that. It looks terrible.
Terrible. With that burst and that really small headstock,
it
looked just
awful.
Looks
absolutely weird. Terrible. Agreed.
After Metal Militia, the regular version of Am I Evil, but Lars is on vocals.
Dude, that's epic.
You can't tease Am I Evil because it's played so rarely now, and then Lars grabs the mic. Come on, man.
And they don't do the instrument swap though. He's gonna just sing it.
Just Lars on vocals so
nobody on drums.
No, he's singing.
Is he pulling a Don Henley?
Oh, it would have been great if they would have played the song, but just without drums. Him running around, no drums.
Right. Are you two strapped in, seated, and ready for my encore song? Only one encore tonight.
One encore.
This is song 16. And I've caught some flack before, but this is really going to catch a lot of you by surprise.
Uh-oh.
The intro tape to this last encore starts to skip as our really early guest in Podcast for All History, Justin Hunt...
Battery
was at this show where the intro tape at Foxborough Stadium started to skip, and I said that is so fitting for the last song of the night.
I was going to say, I had to think about it for
a
minute. Yep, I remember that.
I have never been a fan of Battery being a closer, and I've heard Battery close a show quite a few times, and I've always walked away just disappointed. Like, that's an opener, not a closer. And I'm not the biggest Battery fan, so for that as an encore would really send me into a nightmare heading for the parking lot.
Feel cheated.
Yes.
Yeah, I would be wanting Blackened or Fire or Damage.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. Whew. Battery's never been good late in the show. Never.
Fair enough. Sorry. Fair enough. I'm not going to argue that, man.
Recap. Ecstasy with the band. Cyanide. Am I Savage? Don't Tread on Me. Judas Kiss. Unforgiven 2. Thorn Within. We Did It. All Within My Hands. Slither. Now That We're Dead. Sweet Jane. Hardwired Acoustic. Metal Militia. Am I Evil? Lars on the MIC. And Battery skipping away as you head to the exits.
That brilliant. Is, sir. That's quite brilliant. The nightmare, my friend.
Now, is that going to rank with Jeff's nightmare?
You know.
I'm telling you right now that I think Bob had me beat on this project. And I had 3 hours in the air today to make this list, but Bob's from the beginning was a fucking home.
Yeah, but in all fairness, you were flying a plane, man. You couldn't.
But was I?
Yeah. But were you?
I did mine while teaching students how to drive today. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to get this done. I wasn't kidding when I texted you guys earlier, and I was like, I'm still working on it. I had, like, a song.
Minneapolis to Fort Myers, autopilots do wonders.
Yeah.
All right, for my All Nightmare Long set, I didn't get quite in detail as far as what instruments they play, but I do have a venue, and I have a name of a tour.
There's a tour you didn't like? Wow.
Well, it's fictitional, obviously, and this is taking place, you know, in modern time, you know, so there won't be any kind of like drum set changes or anything. Like, it'll just be their current gear.
I love Bob's drum set, by the way.
Yeah, I like it. It's creative.
SCOM Frankenstein HQ.
But then it goes away. I forgot to say that it goes away after Purify.
It would have been funny if we would have left that snare for the rest of the show. Like, all right, every song, dong 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 dong.
That kit for Seek.
Yeah, right.
All right, so the name. The name of my tour. I had to think about what venue would just absolutely ruin a Metallica show. And, you know, the Metrodome doesn't exist anymore. So I had to try and think of a place that had really shitty acoustics just like the Metrodome.
The Metrodome was one of the worst.
One of the worst. So I was like, I'm thinking, so what else has terrible acoustics? Oh, yeah, a fucking high school gymnasium. But it's Metallica. It's Metallica. So it's not like they're just going to go to a gym that holds, you know, 300 people and play there.
Is this at Castro Valley High?
It's actually very close to that, actually. It's funny. Ooh. It's at Lloyd Scott Gymnasium in Seymour, Indiana. They hold 8,228 people. And the name of Metallica's tour, because they're going to do a small little tour across some of the biggest gymnasiums, it's the Hardwired Knowledge Tour.
That sounds like a rap tour.
Hold on.
The Lloyd Scott in Indiana, what does that have to do with anything?
That is just the... So when I looked up, because I wanted to find like a big gym, because I, like I said...
So you Googled this.
Yeah, I had to Google. I do a little research, and I looked at some pictures, and I came up with this place. I figured, all right, this looks like somewhere that they would potentially play if they were going to play in a gym.
Terrible gymnasium.
Yeah, gymnasiums sound terrible.
Wood floors.
Yeah, well, it gets even better. Metallica doesn't have a stage. They're on the wood floor. So all their gear's...
I love
their gear set up on the wood floor like it's a fucking talent show.
Is it lacquered, too, the floor?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
We used to call those like pep rallies.
Yeah, you know, Lars has a rug for his drum kit so it doesn't slide across the floor. But other than that, yeah, they're on the floor. So, I mean, you're getting some really nasty acoustics.
Just like in high school, you could see the cables on the basketball floor.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, I mean, anybody that's...
Hardwired knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's ever heard Metallica, you know, played really loud, especially in a gym, would know that that's not going to sound good. You know what I mean? It's going to have a very echoey...
I gotcha.
Almost like this.
Oh,
Okay, so yeah, you get the
oh my god, that was perfect.
You get the idea. That was someone playing Master of Puppets in a high school gymnasium.
Where did you find that?
Dude, YouTube. It's the internet. I love it.
Dude, at first I thought it was just static, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that's
actually
there's song.
Actually something underneath all that shit noise.
I'm like, oh, that's actually puppets.
So, their house song for this show, you know, this is my nightmare set. So, Bagpipes is out, and they're replacing it with Killing in the Name Of. So it's gonna start with a Rage Against the Machine song, which
Rage in the High School,
which is just already just turning me away. And then they're gonna do Ecstasy, but it's not gonna be the normal Ecstasy. It's gonna be Metallica's version, like you pick, Shane. But it's gonna be a
thank God.
But it's tape only.
Fist bump, bro.
Tape only, it's though. The tape. Yeah. So it's just an audio track of their version of it. It's not them actually on stage playing it, which is even worse.
So that track from Copenhagen's fan camp.
No, the actual studio version. The studio version just plays as the intro tape.
Terrible. Okay.
And then to open up the set, as to no one's surprise, Bread Fan's going to open up my set list.
Yeah.
Come on.
100%. I mean, this is...
That's amazing. That's a Dream No More set list.
That is.
This has...
I believe that's how my dream started.
Yeah, and you know what? This is how my nightmare is starting.
Does it start with a proclamation of Bread Fan or just the riff?
Oh, no. The tape ends and...
Good call.
They just walk... They're... Well... There's not
they
really
started up like 98,
I was say,
huh?
Yeah, I was gonna say there's not really 99? Much area for them to walk to because they're gonna be standing on the floor as it's playing. So
you're gonna come out from behind the risers.
Oh no, they're gonna be standing there. Like I said, it's gonna be like a high school pep rally. You know, lights on and everything
with the bright white halogen lights on them.
Yeah, but 8,000 people are in there to see this show.
Shane's dream is Jeff's nightmare. Write that down.
It is a 16 song set. So from Bread Fan, okay, we go into Hardwired Tape.
Okay.
Because, I mean, let's face it, I feel like having a tape that early on is just not good.
Terrible.
Not good. And from Hardwired, we go into The Struggle Within with a tape. So
the Hardwired tape, actually, they actually play Hardwired.
Yes. Yeah. So Hardwired tape, Hardwired, Struggle tape, and then Struggle. I think,
wow.
I think including the intro, like the house song.
You're killing me,
the house
man.
Song and Ecstasy, I think there's like 9 tapes.
Holy shit.
And I'm pretty sure there's 7 songs from the Black Album on this.
Bread Fan, Hardwired Struggle sounds amazing already.
The reason why is because Bread Fan's not my favorite opener. And, Hardwired and Struggled in that slot,
we
that's
know.
Fine. But having 2 tapes right off the bat, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Okay.
And then
after Struggle,
we have a cutoff and it goes to Sad But True because, well, let's face it, it's a boring fucking song. And if I go and see Metallica live, that is the last song I personally want to hear live.
Jim Brewer's favorite song, by the way.
Boring. And then we have a cutoff and we go into another tape for Wherever I May Roam.
This sound guy is busy with tapes.
Yes, he is. And then after Rome, we go to another tape for One. And then after One,
it's like a greatest hit show at the gym, dude.
After One, we go into another tape for Spit Out the Bone.
Come on. What?
So 3 tapes. So that's,
dude,
that,
this is an amazing show.
That's too many tapes. And to me, I don't want to really go see Metallica just play a bunch of greatest hits. I really don't. I want to hear them play some rare shit. So to me, it's my idea of a set that I wouldn't enjoy would include a bunch of songs
I get it.
That I...
And I had my reason for Unforgiven too as well.
You did that nasty Telecaster, that beautiful Telecaster.
Baby poop.
After Spit, we have a cutoff, and then My Apocalypse, because obviously I'm not a huge fan of that song.
No,
I
no, My Apocalypse
tape
though.
No.
That intro.
I looked up a couple different videos, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have them. James will do
that
a little.
Intro was weird.
He'll do a little bit of banter, and they'll just be the count right into it.
Yeah, that intro was very Black Sabbath.
Yeah, it was,
like,
was kind of
title
weird.
Track.
And then Apocalypse into Don't Tread on Me. So we do have a little bit of common
3 right. treads.
We do have a common ground here.
Don't tread on 3.
What are the odds of that? I like that. 3 treads.
And then from Tread, we go to another tape.
That's because the Coiled Snake on the Black Album cover is such a poor cover art,
No.
Okay. Okay. Lulu was better than the Black Album. Remember my list, people.
Right. Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Let's re-
art only.
Hey, let's,
just art.
Let's
just
recap.
Art.
Whose list won the vote?
Oh, shit. I forgot to bring that up. Jeff blew me away like 70 to 30. What is wrong with you people? Jeff did win big on that
Oh,
one.
Golf clap.
Oh, congrats, man. Hey, you know, I would use Chipotle burrito, by
yes,
the way.
Yes. You know what? Down in Florida. We'll go.
Destin, we're going to
we'll
Chipotle.
Grab some Chipotle.
Don't tread on three.
Don't tread on three. I like it. And then from tread, we go into another tape because, well, this set list wouldn't be complete without a shit ton of tapes. And I think too many tapes are annoying. And the fact that they use a tape for this song is why I put this song in here. Whiplash. And they're playing it at that held back speed that they're playing it now. So not only do they have a tape, which to me is just fucking ridiculous. It's not up to speed.
I agree with you. We've talked about this after Louisville and Sacramento, and Bob was there, and that tempo was wacky, and I totally agree with you on that. That's a great call. I would have never thought of that.
This is where things are going to get a little controversial, where you guys probably are going to be like, what's wrong with you? So, after Whip, there's a cutoff, and then we have Master, but only half Master.
What?
Into Nothing Else, into Sandman. Because, again, those three songs.
That's three songs or one
yeah,
song?
Yeah, three songs. Yep. Master, half.
Half, master.
And then Nothing Else, and then Sandman. And the reason why I picked those is because Typical Hits, boring. Nah. Let's face it. There is a small percentage. There's a smaller percentage of people that want to hear those three songs than there are people who don't want to hear those songs that go to Metallica shows.
This rings a bell with me because the times that you and I have played Half Master live, Jeff's never happy with me when I write that set list. He's like, no, it's all about the full version. I'm like, dude, we don't have time for it.
I will say, under certain circumstances, yes, I do like the full version. I don't dislike Half Master, but the way I see it is if you're going to play Master of Puppets, I do like the song, and you're going to cut out one of the best parts of it. That's what's going to make it be like, I don't mind playing it live just because I do understand, and sometimes, let's face it, not playing an 8.5 minute song live is kind of right. Refreshing. But as far as seeing it live, I wouldn't be too happy if
half's enough.
If they did Master half and then they go into Nothing Else, I'd be really disappointed. And then I'd be watching Nothing Else, and here I would be going, well, I can almost guarantee you they're gonna play Sandman after this. Boom, right into fucking Sandman. So to me, that would just ruin the whole night. I'd be like, wow, what a surprise. Metallica never is writing set lists that people can't figure out.
What you should have done is taken a page out of Sideshow Bob's page and put some lasers in.
I mean,
everything's better with lasers.
Everything is better with lasers, but most of the people are going to be too distracted by the fact that when you hear the snare, it's like...
Exactly.
So after Sandman, there's a cutoff, and then unfortunately another Black Album song, Through the Never.
Wow.
The reason why I picked so many songs from that record is just because those are...
How was that a nightmare?
Because if I had to choose, I would love to hear majority of the songs from the first four records, and I don't have one Load or Reload or Saint Anger song.
Well, get with the times. Get with the Shane Bob.
No, because I'll tell you what, every single thing, and I'm willing to bet that majority of our listeners that, you know, the diehard fans,
we're going to have a vote, a three-way poll.
Well, I was going to go somewhere near that. We'll get to that, but I feel like if I heard majority of Load and Reload live, that wouldn't be a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's just because I initially was going to do that. I was going to pick a bunch of songs, but after I was kind of writing them down and looking, I'm like, God damn, I'm like, this would be fucking cool. This wouldn't be a nightmare. Like to hear.
So you've made some revisions.
It was like two or three, but yeah, the first one, there was a couple more, you know, like Ronnie and fucking, I think I had,
That's what Bob's
Poor
for.
Twisted Me in there too.
Wow.
Attitude, I think, was in there too, but I realized that I would be really pumped to hear these songs. You know what I mean? I actually almost put Just a Bullet away in my set, but because it was in drop D and not standard D, I couldn't put it next to Sad. And of course, you know me, I had to put it, you know, tunings.
You're a tuning guy.
Yeah, tunings and cutoffs and hangs and all that had to be proper. So from Never, it goes into another tape for Fight Fire with Fire. And the reason Fire gets picked.
We just talked about at the end. We said Fight Fire or Blackened when I said
exactly,
Banner.
But Fight Fire with Fire at the end, one, they're tired, and as they're getting a little bit older, their fast songs don't sound as great. But
you're going at a fatigue pace.
Yeah, and well, not only that, but now we're going to hear a little bit of slop in a fast song, and we're also going to hear wah.
The gods are laughing.
So to me, that ruins it. I don't want to hear karate chops in my fucking Fight Fire with Fire.
Wow. Is that the closer?
No, there's one more song. That's number 15. So, and then there's a cutoff after Fire, and it closes out with Lords of Summer. Because I think overall,
look at you.
I think overall, it's there's a couple cool riffs in it, but overall, I think it's a really dumb song, and I think it would just be terrible.
A dumb song.
I think it'd be terrible for closing. Who the fuck would ever close the show with that song? Be a terrible idea.
They did one song.
Yeah, terrible. And the song musically is awesome, but like I don't like James's melody line of how he sings it. The lyrics are dumb. Like overall, it's kind of a dumb song. The only cool part is when it goes into that 4/4 halfway through the song, into that kind of straightforward.
The bridge.
Yeah. From there on, that song is fucking rolling. But I mean, up until that point, it's kind of a train wreck. And especially put that song at the very end with how high he sings. There's no way. Right. It would sound. It would sound terrible.
It did. Not it would. It did.
Right. So I'm sure I'm gonna.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, I know. I picked a lot of hits, but to me, you know, when I put
that's your nightmare.
When I put, you know, the Dream No More, there was a couple hits in there, but for the most part, you know, it was a lot of more rare songs, and I feel like picking rare songs isn't exactly a nightmare for me.
The Hardwired Knowledge Tour from Northern Indiana, with a Rage Against the Machine intro. Bread Fan, Hardwired, Struggle, Sad. Wherever we may roam in Indiana, one, spit out the Bob Signal bone. My Apocalypse, Don't Tread on Three.
Yeah.
Whiplash, Half Puppets, Nothing Else, Sandman, Never, Fight, and The Lords of Summer is in Jeff's All Nightmare Long. Nightmare for Life.
Settles. Don't read into it too much. There are reasons why I picked, you know, so I hope people understand it.
No, it's very creative. I've never asked you, why don't you like all those tapes?
I don't dislike the tapes. I just think that certain songs that don't need tapes, like Hardwired, I think them using a tape is a cop-out because...
Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash, another cop-out.
Whiplash is a bad tape. I agree with you on that.
You know, I just...
Hardwired's a tape because that snare intro is a bitch, I'll tell you.
Well,
that right
then,
now.
You know what? They probably shouldn't have recorded something they can't recreate live.
Well, they recorded it for 4 seconds and then looped it. I'll tell you, that's how it worked.
Well, again... I don't.
They used to play the intro when they debuted that in Minneapolis. And it was
yeah, I know. And
I know why they went.
I know, and I do too. But the way I see it is I don't like it when bands do things that they can't recreate live, because when you just let the studio, you know, editing do it for you, are you really playing that music? You know what I mean?
Question of the night goes to Jeff Winslow. Should Spit be played totally live or with a tape?
I don't know. I don't think that song needs a tape either. I mean, I think...
I agree.
I think...
But it's tough.
Yeah, it's another one of those Hardwired situations. But again, it's kind of a cop-out. And I get why they do it because, I mean, let's face it, they're getting older. They play long assets. They play multiple nights a week. So I get it. I completely get it. But I'm just not a huge fan of the fact that it seems like intro tapes have taken over. And to me... In a nightmarish,
it's called Rest,
it
brother.
Is. But in a nightmarish set list, having, I think what I had 7 or 8 tapes within the actual set list. I mean, that's way too many for one set, in my opinion. Especially when you have three of them right, you know, one after another. Like,
right,
that would be terrible.
I, I like how Hardwired was second. That makes perfect sense.
I mean, can you imagine coming out of Bread Fan and all of a sudden the lights go down and you just hear into a tape, like right when the show starts? Like, what the fuck? Oh, God, it'd be... And that's part of...
Almost as bad as M.I. Savage.
Right, and that's part of the reason why I pick some of these songs. You know, it's not necessarily that the song itself is bad, you know, and that's why I don't want our listeners to read into it. It's not that I'm saying the song itself is bad, but it's just where the placement is, the fact that you use a tape. I feel like that plays a huge role in whether or not it's a good set, you know, because it has to be well laid out.
The fact that you're not hanging out with Ja Rule like Bob and I is has me worried.
I mean, again, I wouldn't mind seeing Ja Rule jumping on stage with Metallica.
If the three of us saw Ja Rule get on with Metallica, we'd be like, oh, fucking sweet.
I feel like, and that's the thing, you know, and that's why this was so difficult is because...
They're doing it.
You think that is going to be terrible, you think about it, and you're like, wait a minute, if I saw that live, I'd probably be really fucking pumped about it.
We'd be laughing about it, but let's be honest, it'd be terrible.
Terrible's not always a bad thing. As in, if you're laughing, laughter is a positive emotion. So, I mean, there is something positive out of that. Silver linings,
we
bro.
We love laughter. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time when O'Rourke has Lars going, welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome. And then we got to point out all the different countries that are in the house, too.
That's when he says, I was pretty good at geography back in the day. Jeff, do you have an M voting for all for us tonight?
Well, you know, so what I was going to do is do a little ATFA versus the Bob signal, have our two set list versus Bob. So unfortunately, Bob, I'm sorry, you're getting kind of overshadowed because there's two of us, but I want our listeners to choose. Did you like Team ATFA or Team Bob signal better?
Team Sideshow.
But you know what? I will.
You know who I'm voting for already?
I will throw this out real quick, though. If you did want to change the voting for all to the Bigsby versus the Telecaster, we could do that as well.
I think we should save that for another episode when we talk straight James
straight
axes.
Gear.
Straight James axes?
It's going to be upcoming. So keep it in the back of your mind, people. Start thinking about it now so that when the polls open, you have your decision already made.
I agree. I think it should be the In Podcast for All host versus the Bob Signal Sideshow from Illinois. And I'm telling you already, I'm voting for Bob.
Thanks,
no
man.
Bullshit.
I mean, I want to vote for myself, but Bob's was pretty... I mean, when you open up with Junior Dad, I don't know, you know, because that's one where I will say... You know, you had Ronnie in there, and that's, you know, an obscure song. But I'd be excited for that. I would not be excited for Junior Dad at all, especially if that opened it up. After 10 minutes, I would be done.
I have a hunch a lot of our listeners are going to be digging the way that Jeff went with his list, with it being so big, over-the-top hits and staples. Bob's was creative. I think mine was creative.
Oh, they're all very creative.
I like the rip on equipment, yep. But I think a lot of people will agree with Winslow's going, been there, done that. It's been a nightmare when I do hear those songs now.
Well, and that's kind of the standpoint that I took from it, because I felt like what other approach can I personally take at it, you know, without making, I can, you know, any other approach I took, I started getting excited.
In voting for all, polls open early Thursday morning, closing late Thursday night with results on Friday. The ATFA boys versus Mr. Bob O'Rourke. Go vote.
And the ATFA boys voted for Bob.
Yes, we did. That'll be the trailer teaser for next
right?
week.
Us versus them.
Vote for Bob, everyone.
That's like when Apollo Creed says in Rocky IV, but you see, it's us versus them.
Yeah. No. That's where you're wrong. See, this is not just about some exhibition. This is us against them.
Us against them.
I have a surprise for both of you gentlemen this evening.
Ooh. Ooh.
We are going way, way back. Not Jump in the Fire. Not Dream No More. Not the song that should not be. You two are going to face off. Friendly competition. But before we get into the category, I want you guys to agree who's going to tackle the first 20 years and who's going to tackle the last 20 years.
Jesus.
So you guys fight over that, and then I'll tell you where we're going.
Bob, you're the guest, so have at it, man. You can choose.
I'll do the first 20.
Bob OG, Jeff New School. We are bringing back Name That Lowman's Lyric.
God. I'm going to do so bad at this.
just bear with me.
If it was Name That Tune, I might do all right at it. But when it comes to the lyrics, I don't know. We'll see. Especially with the second 20. Fuck.
The lyrics I picked were very well known. Not going deep tonight. I'm going to see if you guys can end in a tie. You each get 5.
Are we doing it like snake round where like he does one and then I do one and then I do the next one and then he does it, or we just he does the first 5 and
nope.
then I do the
first 5. Bob's going OG, Jeff's got the
all
new
right,
school.
Sounds good.
All right, 5 apiece, and I think you guys are gonna do so well, at least I hope you're gonna do so well. I actually have a tiebreaker song already
oh, shit.
Produced.
Bring it, bitch.
Are you ready for that spoken lyric, Bob?
Let's do it.
Number 1, killing firstborn man.
Creeping death.
I told you this is going to be easy.
Oh, we just have to name the song, not finish the lyric? Okay, cool. This is a lot better.
Jeff, you co-host and podcast for all. You're referring to End of the Line.
Man, we've had so many. I can't remember.
So many games.
I got scared for a second.
Yeah, like I was thinking about it. I'm like, wait.
This is Name That Lowman's Lyric, not finish the
okay,
end of
well,
the line.
I got scared like when James had a classical guitar on stage.
A baby poo. Bob, number 2. And they aren't of Snow White.
Sandman.
2 for 2. 3. Circus Comes to Town.
Pepper Messiah.
You didn't even have to think
Damn
about it.
I really wish I would have taken the first 20. This is so easy. Fucking Sandman, are you kidding me?
4. White Knuckle Tight.
Fuel.
Wait, that's not the first. Oh, wait. Never mind. Yeah, never mind. Us Metallica fans.
You thought that was new
still think of, yeah, we still think of Load and fucking.
As yeah. new.
New Metallica. That's actually a good question. That should be an app for question.
Jeff, 1998 minus 1981.
Yeah, no, I realized as soon as I said it, I was like, wait a minute, duh.
We should count how many laughs we had tonight and put that in a
loop
post.
It. Loop, oh loop all the laughs.
Loop it like the Hardwired drum track.
And spin.
You know, we should just use our laughs as the snare.
No, you use the laughs when you guys play
I think
puppets.
That could work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Bob, don't let us down. Number 5. Barking of Machine Gun Fire.
Oh, I know that.
Disposable Heroes.
Dude.
All right.
Jeff is like, where did I go
where
wrong?
Where did I go wrong? All
disposable
right.
diapers.
Right.
Depends.
Jeff Winslow, co-host of In Podcast for All. 5 for 5. No pressure.
No pressure. None at all.
Number 1. But We Die Hard.
Cyanide.
Wait. As Jeff would say, final answer.
No, I know it's off of fucking Death Magnetic, but I can't think of what song it is.
I thought you were going to say the Pussy Record. Is he already done, Bob?
I think so.
Dun, dun, dun.
Come on, Jeff. You can do it.
This surprises me. Jeff doesn't like the spotlight,
oh,
folks.
Broken, Beaten, Scarred.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You had me worried.
Yeah, I had to think about it. I knew it was off of Death Magnetic, and I don't know why Cyanide was the first, but I knew as soon as I said it, I'm like, wait, that's not it.
Pulled?
Yeah.
Pulled through.
BBS.
Unimpressed.
I got it.
Number 2. Not only do I not know the answer.
Do I not know the answer? My World?
If you would have gotten that wrong, we would have laughed at you for
years.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Off your record.
You know, it's like gotten to the point where it's like I basically wrote Saint Anger.
Basically, you and Bob. Bob
exactly,
Rock.
51P bass.
Hetfield, Ulrich, Rock, Winslow.
Fucking right. I was in elementary school and I wrote that with Bob.
Number three, The Midnight Knows It Well.
Halo on Fire?
Nicely done, dude.
Yeah, well done.
Four, By the Light of Golden Treasure.
Unforgiven 3.
That was fast.
Yeah, I don't know how I got that faster than it took me to get Broken. I almost fucking lost to Broken, Beaten, and Scarred, and that's like one of my favorite songs on that record.
I was going to say, dude, that's your jam. Number five, To Tie, Sideshow Bob, Just As Soon As I Belong.
Oh, man.
Bob's nodding his head.
God, why?
Just As Soon As I Belong.
Oh, fucking duh. It's I Disappear.
Oh, my God, dude. You're pulling these out of your ass.
Well, I'm like thinking of like...
I'm saying I'm fucked
up,
too.
Well, not only that, but like, obviously, I know when that song came out, but I was thinking of that song still more in like the Load Reload era. So at first it wasn't clicking with me.
That was right.
I was disappearing from the shot.
Oh. Wow.
I was wondering why you were fading out.
I didn't know what
there.
Was. I was
fading to black.
Oh, right.
And see, my lamp just went out in the background too, so the timer went off. So
oh,
now it
man.
Is black.
Oh boy. All right, what's this
podcast? Let's turn into a circus.
What's
show.
The tiebreaker?
Well, I each have to give you one, and then we're gonna see how long this goes. Bob, ready for your tiebreaker?
Yeah,
you have to. We should. You got to switch it up now. Bob gets the new school.
I do the new
the,
shit.
Yeah, the tiebreaker. We're switching them.
Okay, I can make that work.
I mean, we don't have to. It's whatever you pick.
You guys are gonna laugh at this. Might be hard to get, but you'll both laugh because you know the words.
We did it again.
I can't even say it.
Just when you thought,
dearly
it was
beloved,
over.
Oh. We are gathered here today.
New song.
Yeah, not newer song. New song.
I like that song. I know it gets a lot of crap, but I like that song.
So what? What
it's
is
a good tune?
So what's the next one? Is it whoa, 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 whoa?
Not the end. It's the beginning.
The new song.
You guys are still tied. We're not going to end this until we have a winner. You guys are in sudden death right now.
Oh.
And now I'm just winging it because I'm out of ideas. Bob, they say the empty can rattles the most.
Friend of Misery.
God damn it.
This is not going to work. Bob is going to beat me.
Nah,
so
man.
We can just crown him the winner.
You guys are already, like, you're still batting 1,000 now.
Yeah,
I have to
yeah and
the
look
iPad
at how quickly he
new.
Answered all of them. There was, like, a few of them that I actually had to think about.
All right, just hang on. I'm referring to Metallica.com now. My Fingers Feel for Faith.
Yep, you got me.
Seriously?
So.
My Fingers Feel for Faith.
I'm giving you a hint.
We're going to play Metallica
yeah,
charades next
Metallica
week.
Charades, exactly.
Bob, what song is that?
Low Man's Lyric. I was warming my hands by a fire.
Oh.
By a trash fire.
Yeah, see, I told you it was going to...
You guys both did
it was
very
end
well.
End at some point. Give me
that's
a
fun.
Give me a note or a mix of a record.
Right.
And I got that, but some lyrics, man, I'd be fucking up that shit real quick. Remember, it's not the beast under your bed, it's Judas Priest under your bed.
Hey, go read The Confession, the autobiography by Halford. I highly suggest
it. Yeah, that's what we were talking
sounds
about.
Sounds like a great book, yeah. Check that
it's
out.
A great
I
book.
Definitely want to check it out.
All right, Jeff, your chance to tie. Obey your master.
Oh. I've never heard of that song.
Wow. That was a lot of fun, guys.
Yeah, good times.
Great times. And we shared each other's nightmare. And I think we can just call us the Don't Tread on 3 trio.
I like that.
What haven't we talked about tonight in an hour and 44 minutes and 12 seconds?
I don't know, but I was just thinking about it. I think Fuck It All and Fucking No Regrets should be one because that could be a trick question.
Yeah.
Because it's in two songs.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Yeah, because the Damage Inc.
hit the lights at St. Anger.
Yeah, it was one of them.
I think it's Damage
Incorporated in St. Anger, yeah.
Well, folks, let's hear from you on podcastforall@gmail.com, your All Nightmare set list, and I think we're going to visit this again.
Jeff. I think we are, too, and...
some good laughter tonight.
A lot of good laughter. Thank you, Bob, for coming on again. I'm sure, as many of the listeners know, this will not be the last time that you join us on Podcast for All. Maybe the last time from Chicago, but...
But the next time he shows up, he needs to have a bone through his hair.
That's yeah. I'll get one. I'll get one, man. Watch.
That's on Jeff's rider, a bone inserted into hair.
I follow this page called Turn Me Yellow, where they turn people into Simpsons characters. I'm going to send a picture of Bob to that guy and tell him to turn Bob into Sideshow Bob.
And I'll have the blue hair.
Maybe we can even get his silhouette up in the sky, like the bat signal for the Bob's
signal
up over Springfield there.
And then as you look at the bone in his hair, it's got the Metallica glitch logo.
That'd be legit. Slideshow Bob.
I like it. I like it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
For all you people listening at the moment, all three of us are totally sober through this entire
recording. Drinking water. He says, I'm Slideshow Bob, sliding into your DMs.
Shit.
Maybe.
Unbelievable.
Don't let his wife hear that part.
No.
She's going to be like, wait a minute. What were you doing with those Atfa boys?
What's next week going to bring?
Definitely not as many laughs.
No.
Jeff, never. I will see you next week. Bob, thanks again. And thanks to everyone. Thanks to everyone listening. Go give a 7-star review on iTunes after an hour and 50 minutes of babble. Hearing our most ultimate nightmares. I'll see you soon, gentlemen.
All right.
See you soon.
Later, guys.
See you, Bobber.
Shoot.
Geography back in the day.